This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's an infrastructure groundbreaking here in Southern California at the end of the week. A bridge over the 101 freeway and an access road, 165 feet wide, 200 feet long, crossing 10 lanes of traffic that carry 300,000 cars a day. A bridge designed, as most are, yes, to get its users from one side to the other safely and without getting hit by a car. The users in this case, though, are the four-legged residents of the mountains around here. The price tag is about $90 million, most of it private money, money that has, by the way, taken a decade to raise. From KCLU, Michelle Loxton reports.
This is what it sounds like when 300,000 cars pass through a single spot every day. This is Highway 101 in Agoura Hills, just north of Los Angeles. Soon this spot will be the location of a giant bridge going over the highway. But instead of supporting cars, the bridge will be filled with soil and plants. This wildlife crossing will reconnect habitats that have been cut off from each other for decades. Cut off because of the impenetrable wall that is Highway 101.
The wildlife are already sort of coming to this area. They get here and they're like, I'm not crossing this, and they turn around.
That's Beth Pratt, the California Regional Executive Director for the National Wildlife Federation. She's led this project. When we meet up at the future location of the crossing, Pratt is wearing a knitted sweater with Mountain Lion P-22 on the front.
Who I call the Brad Pitt of the cougar world.
That's right, a cougar celebrity who is the inspiration for the crossing.
For me, what he did was get the public engaged, which was really important.
P-22 has fascinated the public because a decade ago he managed to cross a number of major highways unhurt and got himself to Griffith Park near Hollywood. He still lives there today. The idea of this lonely bachelor cougar spurred the campaign to connect wild spaces. The Wildlife Federation started going to the public to raise money for this project back in 2014. It was priced at $90 million, and they raised the money through state funds, 40%, and private philanthropy, 60%. The biggest single private donation was $26 million. Now, P-22 won't benefit from this particular wildlife crossing. He's miles away from the crossing site and too cut off at the moment. But many other mountain lions will. I hiked up one of the hills close to the highway to get the bird's eye view of where the crossing will be located. Seth Riley joined me.
Really important thing we've learned about the mountain lions is that genetic diversity in the lions in the Santa Monica is very low, basically the lowest that anyone's seen.
Riley's with the National Park Service and Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. He says the genetic diversity of these mountain lions is low because of inbreeding. Male cougars are mating with their daughters, granddaughters, and even great-granddaughters. How might this wildlife crossing help?
The goal is not for the population to get bigger, because it is what it is. The goal is for it to be better connected to the other populations.
And it's not just mountain lions that could benefit. So might deer, coyotes, bobcats, and even frog snakes and lizards. Special care will be taken to bring in the right soil and have native plants. There will be massive sound barriers to dampen the noise of traffic. Streetlights may be shortened to darken the crossing. It's all to make the crossing as inviting as possible to wildlife. Robert Rock is the COO of Living Habitats and the lead architect.
We're going to end up having species that are going to call that crossing home because it's going to be this piece of habitat that they don't navigate out of.
The crossing is scheduled to open for animals to use by around late 2024. In Agoura Hills, I'm Michelle Loxton for Marketplace.